The Dead Christ Supported by the Virgin, Sketch, and Hippocrate Refusing the Gifts of Antaxerxes by Anne-Louis Giraudet de Rousset-Triousson. Giraudet is linked to Fabre in several ways. They were both pupils of Jacques-Louis David. They both entered the Prix de Rome competition in 1787, though Fabre was the winner, having accused his fellow pupil of cheating. And finally, they studied together at the Académie de France in Rome, after Giraudet finally won the prize in 1789. These two sketches date from this period of their youth. The Dead Christ Supported by the Virgin, Gifted by Valdo, was a preparatory sketch for a potential commission from the Intendant of Brittany to be placed in the Chapelle des Agonisants in the Church of Saint-Victor in Montesquieu, Olvestre, the town where he was the seigneur. The finished painting, completed in 1789, still hangs there. The sketch shows the same composition as the finished canvas. Its classicism, inspired by the 17th century Bologna school, the dramatic technique and the use of chiaroscuro, testify to the artist's admiration for his master David. The sketch is painted in small supple brushstrokes, while the large canvas is more sharply drawn, using a much smoother technique. While at the Académie de France in Rome, Giraudet decided to make a gift to his tutor, Dr. Triesson, of a painting which would demonstrate the artist's respect and admiration for his professional dedication. He chose a highly original subject, Hippocrate Refusing the Gifts of Artaxerxes, inspired by the book Voyage d'Anacharsis by l'abbé Barthélemy, published in 1788, with further additions in later years owing to its success. He worked on the painting in 1791 to 1792 after completing his celebrated Sleep of Endymion, now in the Louvre. Less innovative than its famous predecessor, imbued with a pre-romantic strangeness, the Hippocrate has a frieze composition typical of David. His influence can also be seen in the sculptural quality of the body, very clear in the finished work, now in the Paris Faculty of Medicine. Giraudet has used the Montpellier sketch to place the main figures and the light and shade and to work out the balance of gradations between whites and browns. During his historical research, he had discovered that white is worn during mourning in the eastern countries. The imposing white togas of the fathers create a fine effect, but he has had to be very careful in the use of chiaroscuro to strike a balance between monotony and too much contrast.